Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Normally we have Skype lines available for you too, but we're actually using that for a special guest. My name's Mark.
And I'm Cantwell.
Free Talk Live, you can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. Every once in a while you hear some news that makes you just sort of stop what you're doing. And in my case, I was writing. I had a pen in my hand. I put the pen down, and as I said, what I wanted to find out more, Ian wouldn't tell me because he wanted to do it on the air, what the more was. But
then I pulled a gun on somebody, and we got distracted.
Yeah, there was some distracting stuff on the show last night. But I'm going to find out now. Because we have Jeff Berwick on. He's Jeff Berwick from the Dollar Vigilante. Jeff, you're well known in the freedom circles as a bit of a maverick. Somebody who, you know, you're a Canadian citizen, you've moved down to Acapulco, and you're, you know, trying to surround yourself with liberty-oriented folks down there. And you're running for office in Canada?
Yeah, it was quite the showstopper. I knew it was definitely going to shake a few people up after 5 years of being very vocal and very public about being very anti-government. I announced yesterday that I'm running for the Libertarian Party of Canada in the upcoming federal election in Canada. So it shocked a lot of people, but the reason I'm doing it are all the same reasons that I've been doing for the last 5 years, is just trying to get people to wake up to libertarianism, to liberty, to freedom. And that's very rare up in Canada as it is in the U.S. And so just looking at Ron Paul and how he affected how many people are aware of libertarianism and are actually really into it now was enough almost to make me decide to try to do this angle, to get involved in the really dirty, seedy political system. And just see what happens. And I think it's going to be very interesting to see what happens.
So the first thing that comes to my mind, Jeff, is the last time we spoke to you on Free Talk Live, we were talking about Acapulco. We were talking about, I was entertaining moving down there, and now you're, I'm assuming that there's some sort of residency requirement to hold political power in Canada?
Yeah, that's right. I had to look into it. I am a Canadian citizen still, so I can run under that. But you have to also be a resident. And this was a very tough decision for me to make personally, because I've been a non-resident of Canada for about 10 years now, which means I don't have to pay any income tax in Canada. And because of where I am a resident of, I don't have to pay any income tax there. So I've had a very enjoyable life of not having to pay income tax for the last 10 years. But to run as a candidate, you have to be resident. And so I'm thinking of just saying I'm a resident of the month of the election, and if I don't get elected, then I'll immediately revert back to non-resident, so I don't have to get involved in that tax system up there. And if I do win, which is possible, but I don't know how likely it is. I've never done anything like this before.
You always run that risk when you put your name on the ballot, as Ron Paul said.
Yeah, it's sort of a scary sort of thought to me. If I do win, I'll have to just figure out what I want to do from there, because there'll be a lot involved in terms of my own personal life, if I have to even still remain a resident. I don't even know if that's the case, but I'm not even thinking that far ahead. The election's in October, and I'm just going to spread the message of liberty across Canada as much as possible until then.
So you're going to basically do it from Acapulco. I'm looking at your video feed right now, and I can see over your right shoulder the beautiful Acapulco Bay, the sun, you know, shining down. It looks wonderful.
Yeah, and it is wonderful, and it's not just the weather. It's a lot more free down here, and that's why I have left Canada and live mostly in Mexico for a number of years now. And so I sort of am posing this as a little bit of Canada's boy coming back home to try to free the people who he left because it was so unfree he couldn't handle it. And that's sort of what my stance is if people ask me during this campaign, why don't you even live in Canada, I'll be like, well, it's horrible here. The government is oppressive. impressive and just involved in every aspect of your life. But I'm going to try to come back and try to see if I can help you guys de-slave yourselves somewhat via this system. So that's sort of the general take I have on it right now. I'm definitely going to have to go up to Canada a couple times in the next few months. So we're even planning a cross-Canada Liberty tour, bus or train tour, with people like Walter Block and Tim Moen, the Libertarian Party of Canada leader. And we're hoping to get people like Wendy McElroy involved and Dan Dix and a number of other well-known libertarians in Canada.
Well, that's the time to be in Canada, I'll tell you, in the summer. It's beautiful. What convinced you? I mean, was it somebody who got a hold of you and, Jeff, we need you to run for... And what are you running for, anyway?
It's called the Member of Parliament, or MP. It's essentially the same as a congressman, from what I can tell.
How many
are there? 300 of them. There's over 300.
So that's a much higher level of representation for Canadian citizens. There are 435 drunken sailors in the U.S. House of Representatives, and that's for a population that's 10 times as large. I guess you have 300 MPs. How many is it bicameral, or is there just one lawmaking legislature?
I have no idea how any of it works. I've never looked into it. I don't care. Of course, I'm going to have to look into it now, but I've never, ever cared what they did. I've always seen it as being evil. I still do see it as being evil. I'm going to have to look into how all this stuff works. I didn't really go to school in Canada either. I didn't like the public government indoctrination camps, so I just stayed home, so I didn't get all this information drilled into my head.
Yeah, I can just see the campaign slogan now. It's like, I don't know how this thing works, but it's not working well. Let me ask you this, Jeff.
I put a thing on my Facebook page just asking for people to make up some funny memes, and someone did one. I think it said something like, vote for Jeff, he'll do nothing, and he'll leave you alone. I thought that was a pretty good one.
That is a pretty good one. Are you going to release your birth certificate, sir?
Yeah, if I can find it. I think you can tell by my accent and all the photos of me at 4 years old playing hockey in the Siberia of Canada that I'm probably from there. And I'm definitely not from Kenya, though. I'll say that much.
I don't know what you're talking about. Did somebody get a hold of you and get you to do this? What made you do it?
It was a number of things. It actually happened live on air on my podcast on Anarchast, which is on the Liberty Radio Network, that I was talking to Walter Block, and he convinced me that all of us libertarians should run for government. So right then, it got me thinking. And then I had a good friend of yours, Daryl Perry, on about how he's running for president in the U.S., and he, for an hour, really eloquently said all the reasons why this makes total sense for us to do, and there's really no negative reasons not to do it. So it was after that that I was pretty convinced, and I've already known the Libertarian Party of Canada quite well. I've had the current leader on Anarchast before. He's an anarcho-capitalist, Tim Moen. The prior leader was Katie Chown. She's also an anarcho-capitalist. And even the person who formed the Libertarian Party of Canada in the 60s is Sieg Pede. He's an anarcho-capitalist, and he was even down here at Anarchapoco. So in a way, it's almost the anarcho-capitalist party of Canada.
I met Sieg. Will you explain to our audience, now this is Free Talk Live's on dozens of radio stations tonight all across the United States. Many of them are on, you know, just at your average FCC licensed radio stations out there. They probably don't know what this term anarcho-capitalist is and what it means to you.
Yeah, I use that word sometimes instead of anarchist because some people think anarchist isn't what it means either. Here's my definitions very briefly. Anarchist, to me, I just look at the roots of the word. An is without, archist is ruler. So it means you don't want to be ruled by anybody. I don't know why some people want to be violently ruled by someone else, but I don't want to be, so that's why I'm an anarchist. I use the term anarcho-capitalist because sometimes people equate anarchy with communism because there's a fair amount of people who call themselves anarcho-communists. And those are the people that you see in hoodies and balaclavas, in riots, breaking windows and lighting things on fire. So I don't want people to think that's what I'm about either, and I'm definitely not about that. And I actually don't think they're really anarchists. I think they're just communists. So I use that term. These words, anarchist to me, anarcho-capitalist, voluntarist, libertarian, they're all interchangeable words. Because to me, libertarian means your number one principle is freedom and liberty. And of course, an anarchist, that is exactly your number one principle.
Hey, I heard a rumor that you can cure anarcho-communism by having a large shoe collection. Is that true?
I just don't know.
That's a reference to Anarchast. You'll just have to go watch the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Where can folks find Anarchast?
Oh, I actually forgot about that episode. Yeah, now I get the joke. No one got the joke, even me, and I host the show. So, yeah, you can find that on YouTube, Anarchast. Just look it up, or anarchast.com, or on the Liberty Radio Network.
There you go. Find him at Anarchast. Find Jeff Berwick at anarchast.com. Jeff, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, guys. Peace.
Indeed. 855. You just 453. I got the wrong mic. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
There are two types of advertising. Pull advertising, like Google AdWords, where a consumer goes looking for widgets near them and you try to pull them in with your ad away from the other widget purveyors. Then there's push advertising, where you push your message out about your great widgets and attempt to convince people who weren't thinking about widgets at all that what they need in their life right now is your widget. Radio is push advertising. In the course of a week, there are probably over 250,000 good folks listening to Free Talk Live, and they could hear your message. We're having a sale right now, and it ends May 15th. 200 30-second ads for $1,997. That's like 10 bucks an ad. Find another show with that kind of rate with 150-plus stations. Email me, Mark Edge, at mark@freetalklive.com, and I'll set you up. You don't need to have an ad. We'll produce it for you. Buy 200 30-second ads by May 15th and get them for less than $10 a piece. It's a big savings, and you don't want to miss it. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com, now.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
It's amazing how close we come to not even doing a show sometimes.
Who turned off the mics? Who turned down the mics? No idea what's going on around here. You know, hopefully things will be better by the time we get to Freedom Fest. I'm going to Freedom Fest this year. I hope we can bring the whole show. We'll see whether that occurs or not. It's freedomfest.com. What this is the largest gathering of free minds in the world. This is the largest libertarian event going on anywhere. And this year, I think, is going to be the biggest one yet. They've got a debate going on, what they're calling the historic dream debate of the century. They certainly aren't parsing any words there, are they? It's a debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Steve Moore is the Wall Street Journal columnist and chief economist for the Heritage Foundation. And Paul Krugman is the Nobel Prize-winning economist and the New York Times columnist. They're going to be debating austerity versus stimulus, red state versus blue state, flat tax versus progressive tax, and it's only at Freedom Fest. This is a big deal. And that, you know, that very event dwarfs all the other amazing folks that are going to be there, like Peter Thiel and Congressman Alan West, Grover Norquist, Glenn Beck, George Gilder, Senator Mike Lee, John Mackey, Steve Forbes, Dinesh D'Souza. It's a star-studded list, and you can be involved simply by going to freedomfest.com. If you sign up at freedomfest.com, please click that you heard it on the radio. That way we get credit for it. That's sort of important to us. We'd love to go out there, and if they find us to be valuable, maybe they'll bring us out. We'd love that. That's freedomfest.com, or you can call them and register their number. It's very similar to our call-in line. It's 855-850-FREE. 855-850-FREE. It, too, is a toll-free line. You can call in here and talk to us at 855-450-FREE. And, actually, you could use Skype now that our special guest, Jeff Berwick, is vacated it. Our username is lrn.fm. Just send us a user request if you haven't done that already, and you can call in live. And usually you sound better on Skype. If you guys heard his interview just in the last segment, he sounded great. He's got a nice setup. So, you know, in some cases you get this laptop and it's far away or whatever, and that won't work out. But nonetheless, our username is lrn.fm, and the telephone number, the old-fashioned way, toll-free, is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Glenn calling in from Philadelphia. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen. What? You mean our aspiring legislator is no longer there?
Oh, sorry. I felt like we had everything covered. Yeah, Jeff Berwick's gone.
Well, I was just going to inform him that the legislative body to which he aspires to being a member is a bicameral legislature. It's got House of Commons with about 308 members and a Senate with about 105 senators. It's a wholly owned subsidiary of the United Kingdom and the Queen. I was going to point out to him that, you know, there's Alex Jones had touted quite a lot a few years ago that in 2011, you know, the Queen's Governor General dissolved the Parliament for the third time in 3 years. If they twitch and they do anything that the Queen likes, she just has her Governor General shut the thing down, which is what happened.
Has that happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, back in 2011, I'm looking at an article here that says that she closed it down. The Governor General, David Johnson, approved Prime Minister Stephen Harper's request to dissolve Parliament on March 26, 2011, if for the third time in 3 years. The move came after Parliament's first ever vote of no confidence against Stephen Harper. So basically, if they twitch any way the Queen doesn't like, she shuts them down.
Wow.
Well, and you can bet that she's not going to like it if Jeff Berwick's in there.
I don't think Jeff Berwick is getting involved in the House of Commons for the purpose of actually changing the system from the inside. That's not what I heard him.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he's going to have a profound effect if they can be sure. They can't even stay in business if they say anything the Queen doesn't like.
Let me ask you this about their Senate. The Senate here in the United States had at one point a purpose, and that purpose was to represent the state governments of each state, you know, in a body that sort of, you know, would give equal amount of representation to each state, whether it's populous or large or whatever the reason was. That reason for existence has been essentially cut in half because now the senators are elected basically popularly by the people rather than being appointed by the state government. So I wonder to myself many times why we even have a Senate at all. I mean, wouldn't it just be much more efficient to shut down that other side?
I'm not big on efficient governments.
Agreed.
Efficient legislative bodies do terrible things.
I'm big on efficiency generally.
Well, since we're confronted by a myriad of lesser of two evils choices, which is worse. They're there so they can earn money and get pork barrel projects for their districts and such, you know.
That's exactly what they're there for.
And information for inside trading. Other than that, I'm not sure what they do.
Yeah, it's a difficult thing. Glenn, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Hang on, one other thing.
Yep, go ahead.
Well, can talk about, we're here in the U.S. He's confronted with the lesser two evils choices between Canada and the narco-terrorist state of Mexico. Like, Acapulco might be nice, but I often like to say that there are like three Mexicos. There's your silly hole Mexico City, which is one of the world's most populous cities, if not the most. You know, it's just and the nightmare Mexico all around the border, and all those people are fleeing. Americans, you know, like your friend go down there, or Jesse, the wrestler guy, the Minnesota governor.
Mr.
Ventura goes down there and surfs and tells how nice Mexico is. You know, yeah, maybe it can be okay in some like the touristy areas. And then there's like inner Mexico, you know, like Guadalajara and stuff like that, where there's actually something left of a Mexican indigenous culture in the inner areas. But I mean, the people are forming their own militias to help fight the drug battle there. So it's like, I personally wouldn't give Mexico one tourist dollar because, you know, I think it's kind of lamentable when Americans who have enough discretionary income to go down there and live reasonably high in the hog and safely, you know, tout it as being nice when it's such a suey hole in so many other ways in so many other places.
I don't think you can punish a whole country for down there for the Acapulco, and I've got to say that my experience was that it was entirely safe, both in Mexico City and Acapulco. Now, obviously, I can't speak to other places that I have not been. I've only been to a few places in Mexico, Cancun and the other two that I listed there. But, I mean, these are individuals. It's not like I gave the Mexican government much of anything.
If I could carry my gun down there, I'd have gone down there. I can't carry my gun down there, so I ain't going there.
Right. And, you know, and I'm certain I didn't paint the whole, that's why I was careful not to paint the whole country with a broad brush. Down in the central, central Atlantic, like Guadalajara, you still have these like little American enclaves with people who retire with like a steel mill pension, would live in a ranch house here in the U.S., you know, go down there and have their own dentists and doctors and, gated communities and stuff too.
Yep.
And all that.
There you go.
All right.
Glenn, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. You see a problem with going to Mexico? 855-453. Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. The number is, and it's toll-free, 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. You can change the subject. People are always saying, I apologize for changing the subject. You don't need to apologize for changing the subject here on Free Talk Live. We do something different than what other talk show hosts do. They bring up a subject that they think's important. They assure you that they're experts at this whole talk radio thing, and they if you don't call in on that subject and you don't have an opinion that they want to hear, you won't get on the line. They'd rather just monologue it. Here on Free Talk Live, you can call in about anything. We'll talk to you about it.
The more you talk, the less we have to, so please do give us a call.
And I think that makes that's an indication of superior broadcast skill. If I can talk to you about whatever it is you bring up, then I'm doing better. Now, there's a lot of things I'm not very good at. For instance, I was looking at my Facebook page a couple of days ago, and there's a really big deal with Deflategate. I guess the fellow that throws the football for the New England Patriots. Brady.
Yeah.
He got in trouble for his role in the footballs not having quite 16 pounds of air or something. I don't know.
I've seen quite a few headlines about this. I've heard politicians talking about it, and I'm like, this is utterly useless information.
Yep. I'm
going to maintain a bit of rational ignorance on what's going on in the NFL's football inflation scandals.
You can, however, call in and talk about that if that's what you'd like to do. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. So, This interesting story that came locally here, Cantwell, and it is from the SentinelSource.com. That's the Keene Sentinel. I believe it's the oldest newspaper in New Hampshire or America or something. It's an old paper, been around since the 1700s. And I guess there's a gal that isn't standing up for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, well, I hope they executed her.
And this is a big deal right now. Like, I guess a lot of young people are doing flag stomps to show their dissatisfaction with the flag, and that's getting a lot of people upset.
I saw a great meme about that. Somebody said, if you don't like people stomping on flags, and then it cuts to the next picture, and it's like in North Korea, and it's like moved to a country with mandatory flag worship.
And so, I mean, people are sort of whipped up about the flag right now. And I get where some people are coming from on this. I used to be a big flag fan myself. I've come to a different conclusion than I had previously.
My conclusion is, and I'm interested to hear yours, my conclusion is that this this young girl should shoot the flag with a 12-gauge and then set it on fire.
I don't think that there's any value to it. I think that usually, if you do something to the flag, you get attention, but you get attention for the act that you get that you've done to the flag, and nobody really listens to what it is that you've had to say.
Yeah, it was kind of a waste of ammo, now that you mention it.
My opinion is, however, that the flag, whatever reverence one has for the flag and for the sacrifices that people have made for the flag and all these things.
I don't think that people make sacrifices for flags.
They say they do.
Well, they make sacrifices for, you know, government propaganda, and then they die meaninglessly.
That's kind of the point that I'm trying to make here.
Oh,
is that, the pledge to the flag specifically mentions the republic to which it stands. That republic is code word for the government of the United States. The government of the United States is populated with a bunch of people that we would normally call liars and thieves because we call them politicians. It's really synonymous with that term. If
right.
you talk to Americans, the functional use of the term politician is basically liar or thief. That's what they mean when they say it, and it doesn't take long to talk to them about that.
Right, and it's amazing how you go from the guy who is the liar and the thief to the guy who fires the gun on his behalf, and somehow there's this magical transformation of character.
Right, so there are brave individuals who have given their lives for the flag. But they've given it so that politicians can do their work. And by work, I mean lying and thieving. They hide behind the flag. They use it as a protection, as a screen for their actions. And the reverence for the flag really just gives them screen for their actions. It causes young men and women to sacrifice themselves for these politicians and their goals. And you really got to kind of wonder how problems would have worked themselves out in the past had people not sacrificed themselves. Now, everybody always goes back to World War II. That's the good war. But if you eliminate that and you sort of look at what would have been like if people wouldn't have been forced to sacrifice themselves or sacrifice themselves for the Korean War, Vietnam and Desert Shield and Desert Storm and, you know, the litany, the Iraq invasion, the Afghanistan invasion, wherever else the United States, wherever else servicemen and women have died, you've got to kind of wonder. Because the politicians aren't offering themselves up. Barack Obama hasn't said that he's willing to fight the leader of ISIS with short swords in some kind of arena in Istanbul.
Oh, and you thought Mayweather-Pacquiao was interesting. I would love to see that.
Right. I would pay for that. Now, that would be, as far as I'm concerned, a brave thing to do. And that man deserves to display the flag. Yes, you deserve all of that red, white, and blue there, Barack Obama. If you're going over and saying, I'll fight the leader of ISIS with short swords. And let them have shields, too. That's fine by me. Or give them gladiator outfits. I don't care.
I don't care if you put resin and broken glass on their hands. Whatever you want to do. Whatever crazy thing. I mean, yeah.
What is the point in more bloodshed over there? I mean, if we haven't figured out that whatever occurred in Iraq caused whatever is occurring in Iraq now,
Japan. I don't have a problem with anybody who wants to go over there and kill ISIS, by the way. They're more than welcome to go do that. I think that those are really terrible people who probably ought to get killed. It's just unfortunate that this was, you know, so incredibly predictable as to have been predicted by every non-interventionist foreign policy advocate. Said, hey, this is exactly what's going to happen. And they were like, no, we're going to have total victory. And then we were like, no, see, it happened. And then they're like, well, let's go do it again. And that's an unfortunate pattern of behavior. You know, if these people want to get in themselves into endless wards, you know, by all means, I can understand why, you know, somebody might like to do that. Maybe they're suicidal. Maybe they're just a psychopath. Maybe they're masochist or whatever. But, you know, you probably shouldn't be able to tax me to go pay for your war, stupid.
Yeah, I don't I don't see the point. You're not going to get the total victory that was achieved in World War II with the you know, the defeated enemy just laying down their arms and that kind of thing. You're talking about a culture here. You can't defeat a culture. I mean, at that point, all you can do is nuke it to glass, and at that point, you're the evil one. And the best bet, stay the heck out of these people's business. They won't come over here and bother us if we don't bother them.
I don't know if that's entirely true either. It's just I just don't think that governments are terribly effective at preventing that.
Do you think that governments or people that want to take over governments over there, you think ISIS is going to come over here?
I wouldn't be surprised that some religious fanatic from a foreign country came over here and blew up a building. This would not shock me in the slightest, right? Like, that's something that sounds entirely plausible to me.
Yeah,
And I'm a total conspiracy theorist, by the way, right? Like, I do not believe what the government's telling me about 9/11 or any number of things. But the notion that some religious fanatic would come over here and kill people because of some, you know, religious or, you know, political difference, that seems perfectly plausible to me. I just don't think that the United States government has the capacity to go over and stop every religious zealot who ever existed.
I just, I'm of the opinion that most of the fighting that goes on is sort of fighting for what they perceive as good reason. And, you know, people tend not to give their lives for what they perceive to be bad reasoning. And there's very few people, you know, invading Switzerland, for instance, and, you know, bothering them because Switzerland wants nothing to do with your problems. And if the United States took that position, they would probably lose some stature on a worldwide scale, right? Like, they'd no longer be the policeman of the world. They'd no longer be able to sort of export arms and force of arms and these sorts of things. They'd have to figure out a different thing to do, but they look remarkably in many ways like the bully on the corner these days.
They sure do. No question about that.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-399-1993. That's 1-800-399-1993. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
855-450-FREE. If you want to get some Bitcoins, the best thing to do is to go to expresscoin.com. They've got all kinds of cryptocurrencies over there, not just Bitcoins. They've got Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin, Dashcoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They are, from what I can tell, the very best place to get Bitcoins. They're a licensed money services business, so they're on the up and up. And you can do it whether you're in Canada or the United States with a check or a money order. You just start out at expresscoin.com. They have a very low markup. And frankly, they don't require a whole bunch of information like so many of these, if you're trying to do an exchange and you want to get money out, you're going to have to send them your driver's license and God knows what else. I don't know about you, but that makes me nervous. ExpressCoin.com, you can get up to $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency with no fee at all at by using coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. It's ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. So we kind of riffed on, barely even got to this story. I just sort of talked about it from SentinelSource.com. A Monadnock region middle school student, and this is where we are. There's Mount Monadnock, the most hiked mountain in, I think, North America, here in our backyard. I can see it when I drive to work. And
it's a very nice sight.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And I've hiked it quite a few times, and that's what it's called here in the region. A student and her mother are seeking a public apology from a teacher they say unfairly punished and humiliated the eighth grader for exercising her right to sit during the Pledge of Allegiance. Interim Superintendent Keith Whatever said school officials have dealt with the situation and won't be discussing it publicly any further. Fatima M. Smart, 14, of Swansea, that's the town, by the way, my son was born in, said in an interview last week that to her, saying the pledge means a person is showing respect for the nation's government. She doesn't like the government and what it's been doing, which is why she's chosen to sit during the pledge, she said. I'm okay with the country, not the government. noting that she doesn't have a specific gripe, but rather dislikes a lot of things about it. She said during the pledge in other classes this school year, and no one called her out on it. And until the first day of cooking class in mid-March, when she said the class teacher motioned to her to stand up during the salute. I shook my head. Nope. Once the pledge was over, Fatima said the teacher told her, I'm not using names here because I don't think it really matters that much. I mean, the student clearly is taking a strong stand, so I don't mind mentioning her name. The teacher's, you know, why does it matter?
I want to know the teacher's name.
All right. Mercier, maybe? I don't know. Told her it wasn't okay to sit during the salute, and that Mercier's father was in the military, and Fatima's actions were disrespectful.
I hope people go find this woman's Facebook page and give her a hard time.
Well, I think that it's been taken care of at this point, but I think it bears sort of talking about just the issue in and of itself.
No, you're gonna stand up and worship my Leviathan state, or I'm gonna punish you. Bad things are gonna happen to you if you don't stand up and show respect to my killing machine.
You know, when people talk about this flag burning issue, I would never burn the U.S. flag, but I've burned flags before. I've burned UN flags. Oftentimes, people who are in support of the U.S. flag are like, "Oh, well, that's fine," but you got to consider this is just another person's emblem. This is, you know, hey, so you don't like that flag? Fine, it's okay if people burn that one, but not this one.
Right, we're going to do terrible things to you if you don't respect our flag. But you know, we're going to hold a Prophet Muhammad drawing contest, and defend it with our lives, and give prizes to the best drawing. Right, and that's not going to enrage. That's going to enrage a whole bunch of people. But you know, we think that's fine. But if you don't stand and worship our emblem, we will visit horrific punishments on you.
Most countries don't have this practice either. When you're talking about sort of Westerns. Industrialized nations, this flag pledge thing isn't going on there.
Really? Not even in there? I have a hard time imagining public schools without some sort of daily pledge to the government.
I remember that there was a time when I was only doing it weekly, so I don't remember when it was specifically that we were only doing it weekly. I think it was in public school. We were only really doing the pledge weekly.
I have stood up and pledged to the flag hundreds and hundreds of times. We had to do that every single day in my schools.
I went to a private school.
I was in kindergarten.
Yeah. And that's another thing, is trying to get very young people, like kindergartners, to, you know, pledge allegiance to a flag. What kind of business? I mean, like, 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, they don't have it. You don't have any business forcing people to pledge allegiance that are that young. They haven't even had an opportunity to form an opinion, and you're having them pledge their allegiance. This is indoctrination. This is exactly what indoctrination is. It's nothing else.
Oh, of course. There's the YouTube video. I want to say that Joe Rogan had put it out, where it's like the kids are, they start doing the pledge, and then at some point in it, they go, "This is not a form of brainwashing. This is not a form of brainwashing. This is not." And I was like, it really, you can see it quite plainly. And if you look at the history of the Pledge of Allegiance, I mean, this thing was cooked up by this socialist fanatic, Francis Bellamy.
Yep.
And this was not about, you know, the grand old republic from the 1776, right?
He's a flag salesman to boot, and so there's this weird capitalist socialist bend to it. Plus the fact the original salute to the flag looked remarkably like the Nazi salute. I'll tell you, there's no more disturbing picture in American history than to see a bunch of little black kids out with their arms in a Nazi salute to the U.S. flag. You haven't seen anything until you've gone to rexcurry.net and seen actual pictures of school kids prior to the World War II and the rise of the Nazis doing this proto-Nazi salute to this flag.
Yeah, I do not recall seeing a picture of black children doing it. I do
it's
recall
amazing.
A black and white picture of white children doing it. I think that's on the Wikipedia page for Francis Bellamy, and they're doing this exact same thing. And then, you know, World War II happens, and we're like, we don't really want to look like these guys anymore. So maybe you put your hand over your heart instead.
Right, and we'll say this, and add a One Nation Under God to it. And there's been some changes over time, but yeah, I mean, it's something to think about. I remember being in a Chamber of Commerce meeting, and, you know, the lady was going to lead the meeting, and she was going to be, you know, she'd be the pledge and everything, and she was going to be all smart. And she said, "Does anybody know who wrote the pledge?" And I, you know, I, of course, Francis Scott Key wrote the Star Spangled Banner. So I said, "Francis," and I hung on it for just a second, "Bellamy." And I'd like to say further, the original salute to the flag, and I put my arm out and showed them what it looked like. And it's a
and then they
different.
All called you racist.
You know, my boss later, she's like, "Could you not have done that part?" But I think that it was really, and, you know, I mentioned that the guy was a flag salesman and a socialist, and, you know, everybody got a little quick civics lesson that took less than a minute there, and I think that they were all less sort of stunned.
Yeah, I love to hit, you know, you have your flag-worshipping conservatives sometimes who get really bent out of shape about the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, people not wanting to say it, and I love to give them that little thing. I actually wrote a blog post for that before. I was blogging on a regular basis at a friend's blog. It was a guest blog, and that got around quite a bit to some folks who had not heard that story yet. So,
you know, and that's one of the reasons you say it is that it's so people who don't know can know. You should at the very least know the history of the pledge. Let's go to Daniel calling in from Utah. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to jump in on the comment of the previous topic, but, you know, on the Pledge of Allegiance, and I think this kind of goes in on both. I'm a military veteran, and the flag is very important to me, and I, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance, I take it very seriously. But also, when you're pledging allegiance to something, yeah, it's a big deal. And if someone doesn't feel like they want to do that to the flag or to the country, they definitely have the right to not do it. And for anyone to, you know, to treat them poorly because of that, I mean, that's just un-American, you know. And I think in cases where that's happening, you know, I, as a military veteran, you know, other veterans, other people who have made sacrifices in other ways, you know, they've sacrificed for us to have the freedom to pledge allegiance to the flag or the right to stand there and not do it, you know. So
that's the God's honest truth, Daniel. Thank you for your opinion. I think that's exactly right, right? Like, you know,
I don't think that's right at all.
You don't think that people...
I don't think they sacrificed so that people had rights. I buy that.
Well, I think that was their intention. Whether they were successful in that intention
that's
or not.
The pitch.
I'll give you... Well, I'll let you talk about it here in a second. 855-453.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.